सर्वधर्मान् परित्यज्य मामेकं शरणं व्रज.
The miseries of material existence and the most hopeless conditions of life is the best possible opportunity to turn to God.
You're listening to Bare Knuckle Bhakti Shorties on the Bhakti Recovery Podcast with Jiva G, coming at you every Monday with a little spiritual sum. And it's Monday again. Happy Monday, everybody. Good morning, good evening, whenever and wherever you are. Let's talk about resting on laurels. Let's talk about the things that happen to me when I do so, and also what is resting on my laurels. What does that look like? Coming into this whole Krishna conscious thing and also into recovery and doing all of this stuff for so many years and practicing and trying to do the best I can, and it can be really tiring. It's incredibly rewarding, of course, but it can also be very, very tiring. At times, actually, there really are times where I feel like, okay, I've done so much and I don't even know what more I can do. And the results aren't as good as I think they should be, or I'm not there where I think I should be. Which leads me to believe that so much of this is just for the grace of God. If I didn't have the grace of God, I wouldn't be anywhere anyway. What I find in trying to better myself, like in the sixth and seventh step is, in the seventh step, when we humbly ask Him to remove our shortcomings. It doesn't say I humbly ask myself to remove my shortcomings, because I can't. But it says that I ask God to remove my shortcomings. And it's always the same thing. It's always the same. I have an intention, which is in the G-O-D, good orderly direction. I have that. Aspiration, I go in that direction, and the results are not up to me. They're just not up to me. I would say that I've been struggling with relationships at the moment, just about with a lot of people, which, if I'm struggling with a lot of people around me, it means that there's something wrong with where I'm at in my headspace, or in my program, or in my, my understanding of being a kind and compassionate individual. And there could be so many different reasons. It could be, I could turn it and twist it into anything that I want. I can literally say that every single person around me, the reason why I'm in trouble with them is because I've chosen the wrong people to be with me, and they're wrong and I'm right. And I can go down that road, or I can take the other approach and just say, no matter what it is, what is disturbing me, it's all my thing, which is partly true. And let me explain that. If people are doing things that are disturbing me, there's an element of control, my need to control a situation or how somebody should be acting. And if someone's doing something or saying something that should make me feel uncomfortable, that just shows kind of what space I'm in, and there's many, many examples of that. And I can't control people. So when I'm in that position where most of the people around me are, I'm getting into some schism around people around me. I gotta check where I'm at. And at the moment, I don't think that I'm in a really great space. I'm irritable and discontent. Irritable and discontent. What does that mean? How does that look? It has 100 faces, and it always starts with a feeling of just not wanting to have people in my life, which creates an uncomfortable domino effect in my head. Now, that doesn't mean I have to get rid of people. That's the easiest thing, get rid of people. Then I'll have to get rid of everybody, because at some point, everybody annoys. It's the truth. Everybody does. At least for me. At some point, I reach a point in a friendship or a relationship where something that person does is going to annoy me. And I'm sure it's the other way around. I'll annoy people as well. But the answer is not to shut people off, or the answer is not to blame others. The answer is not like that anymore. The answer is to look at myself, where I'm at. And sometimes the answer is sometimes just to take pause and say, okay, I need to kind of get myself, take care of myself, you know. I need a safe space. And the only way that I can have a safe space is just to like kind of build a wall that I need to be in for a while. It's not that I want to stay there forever, but I got to get there with a lot of prayer. You know, I think we all struggle. At least I do. And I'm really sick of saying we, because it's like, it indicates that I'm assuming that you guys are the same as me, which is probably the crux of half the problems in the world anyway, because everybody assumes the other person's just like them and or should be, and then that's when the annoyances start. So I'm just going to keep it in the I form. I hope I'm making sense. It's late. Oh, sorry, guys. And I really think that at some point, taking my own inventory with another person and God as my witness, praying and looking at myself in that way, in the most honest way that I can look at myself at any given moment, I find that taking my own inventory, like I said, is probably one of the most effective ways. You know, getting completely honest with myself. It's always easy to blame everyone else around me, or easy just not even to do that. It's easy just to sit down and be like, ugh, whatever. I don't feel like doing this today. I don't feel like dealing with this today. And yes, there are days I do that. But generally, it's really, really beneficial that the only inventory that I take is my own. And while I'm in that space of maybe, I don't know, I wouldn't call it isolation, but that safe space that I created for myself, because that space is not a hiding space, it's a protection where I do work. And there's a huge difference there. And the work that I do is in quiet prayer with God and myself. Yeah, actually also an in-service. I don't really know if there's anything else that I can do. I mean, the very first step to all of that is to be open and honest and willing to answer the hard questions, even if I'm not answering them, willing to put my ego in the back pocket while I'm having a discussion. And I'm not always willing to do that. I'll go head to head with somebody sometimes if there's something, if I'm feeling hurt or if I'm being threatened. And I think we all do that.
But I also think that that's kind of a natural thing, and it really depends on how long we hold on to those. Being angry is something, but holding resentment is like being angry on a skipped record and replay for eternity. It's like, and I don't do that anymore. Only sometimes. I guess I can't say that. That's not an honest statement. I would say I 99% of the time don't do that, but there are very rarities that I'll chew on something and hold on to it. So I become willing to have God remove these defects of character. I become willing not to remove them myself, but to have God remove them. And then I humbly ask God to remove them. And of course, like I always say, I bring a shovel. God will move the mountains. So that's the shorty again for this week. I hope you guys got something from it. And I'll talk to you guys soon. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol.
Thanks for listening. I hope you liked the Monday shorties. Don't forget to check out our full-length episodes on Thursdays. If you like what you heard, spread the word. Peace out.
Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja.
The miseries of material existence and the most hopeless conditions of life is the best possible opportunity to turn to God.